Who am I? You can ask yourself right now that question 5 times, and you'll receive 5 different answers. We are multidimensional beings, regardless of your philosophy or religion, or how you feel about this existence of ours. We are multidimensional beings. The teachings of Adi Shankara, which is called Advaita, A-D-V-A-I-T-A, those teachings say that we're all the same, wearing different disguises. That we are our bodies, we are our minds, we are our souls. But even all those things are the same things, wearing different disguises. At our root, at our core, we are pure, unbounded consciousness. With all these layers of life, these jiva mukti type of flowings in the physical body, but reaching out to the ether to expand our souls, our spirits, our Brahman. And so when we ask the question, who am I? That's really a way for us to really take a look at our lives. Are you living the life you want? Are you living the life you love? Who am I? So first take a look inward. If something clicks there, then spend some time on it. But if it doesn't, then start to look outward. Do you have children? What does that look like? Who am I? Well, that means you're a parent in some way. How does that define you? How do the choices that you make impact your self-definition? Do you work in some location? What's that like? What's that place like? Why did you choose that? Have you defined yourself as someone who roots for a particular team or cause? Have you defined yourself as someone who lives a certain lifestyle and finds it important to let other people know that? Are you a pacifist or an activist? What are all the choices you've made to include in your life to help define you? The things you've chosen to put your attention on, all these things define you. How you prioritize life defines you. If someone is on the bottom of your list of priorities and you're telling them that they're on the top, there's a disconnect, there's an incongruity in that space. And so look at the aspects of your life right now that are poses that you do for someone else's edification, not for your own fulfillment or your own growth. Think of all the ways you define yourself. Let's do it right now. Let's close our eyes, take a long, slow, deep breath in. Let's envision that you're walking down a long corridor, a long, long corridor. Feels like it's miles long, and it twists and turns, so you never really know what's right around the corner. The walls are totally blank. The floor is sort of like a linoleum or a tile floor that clicks with each footstep you take, and you keep walking. It seems that there's a decline. Seem like you're going lower and lower, but it's so imperceptible that you're not really sure, but you keep walking along it. There's no one in front of you. There's no one behind you. Simply the resonance, the echo of your heels clicking. on the floor as you walk, getting what you believe is closer to the end of that hallway. Suddenly you see an elevator, and you walk up to the elevator. You push the button, it lights up. Moments later, the door opens. You step in, and you see that there's a button on it. And that button takes you to the roof. You push the button, and you start hurtling upwards, shooting upwards to the sky. Ultimately, when it stops at the top floor, you pop up a little bit off the ground because it stopped so abruptly. The door is open, and there you are on the roof. You're on the roof of the tallest building on the tallest mountain in the world. And there's a sign, and it says, "Who are you?" And so right now, what is your answer? You, alone, on top of the tallest building, on top of the tallest mountain, the furthest you've ever been from another human in your life. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? The time. And when you notice you've drifted away to anything other than who am I, gently drift back. We'll use that as our mantra, our mind vehicle, our mind instrument. Let's begin. Stop asking that question right now. Here you stand on the highest building, on its rooftop, on the tallest mountain. You get to shout out to the world who you are right now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in and announce to the world, who are you? Of course, that may change and morph and shift and evolve. And as it does, celebrate that. Because remember, you are multi-dimensional. You are multiple layers of life, a physical realm, an energetic realm, a psychological realm, a subtle realm, an intellectual realm, a causal realm, a realm of soul, of spirit. The easier question is, what are you not? Because you are it all. Let's breathe a bit first. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go effortlessly. Let's do that one more time. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. From the sweet spot of the universe. This is David G. wishing you peace. And remember that every decision you make today is a choice between a grievance and a miracle. Be a conscious choice maker. Namaste.